There's a very interesting documentary called Uprooting Addiction: Healing from the Ground Up. It is streaming now on Apple TV, iTunes, and Amazon as well. And we're quite happy to be joined by producer-director Tori Jadow and also co-producer Hope Payson. Ladies first, Hope, tell us a little bit more. This basically follows around six people with their personal stories of addiction and recovery, and tell us why this is so poignant at this time.
Well, it's super important because for years we've been involved with the opiate epidemic, and decades we've been struggling with addiction as a culture. But I think the most important piece is to understand the impact on individuals and understand their stories and begin to understand what pushes the addiction so we can begin to look at a possible way to address it as a community.
And what is the answer, suggestions on this?
Well, what we looked at in the film is backed by research that addiction is about pain. It isn't about the power of the drug or the chemical or whatever it is you're obsessed with, which is a lot broader than just drugs or alcohol. It's about the pain and the things that make you vulnerable to needing something that eventually turns on you. And if we can address the pain, then people won't need to seek these things out. So we don't have to run around and try to control the drugs and things that come into our communities. Rather, people won't want it anymore because they don't need it anymore.
And Tori, I think a lot of people think that, you know, people using drugs are just these, you know, people living under a bridge. It's not the case. And talking about pain, like Hope just said, there was one of the stories is a guy named Rob, who's a businessman who has back surgery, and he gets addicted to the painkillers, right?
Correct. Yes, yes. And, you know, there's, one of the messages in the film is that there is not just, you know, one silver bullet, obviously, that's going to, you know, be everybody's answer. But there are several pathways and several modalities that have proven to be helpful. And so, you know, these six people that we follow, we also explore how did they get into recovery. They are all in recovery as we were filming, and I believe they are all still in recovery today, you know, 3-4 years out from when we started. And, you know, they all had their own unique way of getting there. So we do explore that and try to give, you know, extend hope to families and people struggling that find your pathway. Sometimes it's a combination of pathways. Sometimes it's medicated assisted treatment combined with a 12-step program and,
right,
you know, sound healing, yoga, you know, whatever it is. There's so many things that can help and have proven to help and have given hope to so many people. So we try to present a really clear and complete picture of that.
Let's remind people that all over the world, and wherever you are, wherever you live, Alcoholics Anonymous is an amazing resource, absolutely amazing, and is proven to help people on opioids as well as alcohol.
Yes, absolutely. And I think one of the reasons for that success, I mean, there are many reasons, obviously, but just knowing that you're not alone, which is another message in the film, that you're not alone. So many people are struggling. And, you know, just that knowledge that find a support system, just understand that you don't, A, you're not alone in your struggles, and B, you don't have to go it alone to get into recovery.
Uh-huh.
That, you know, there are people there to help you. You just need to ask.
Right. And Hope, two of the people in the film, too, also have to do with the case of their daughters. One of them lost it in public and seeing himself through his daughter's eyes. Another one basically missed out on his daughter's childhood as he was incarcerated. And this is what we don't hear, and what this film explores is, you said, the individual human toll that these drugs take.
Yeah, the individual toll that it takes on your family. Also, the losses in our community, because as you get to know everybody in that film, these are really talented, unique individuals who are taken out of the community because of their addiction. So it affects your family, it affects your community, these are our neighbors, these are our friends, you know, and so helping people get help and get into recovery helps everybody.
Yeah, it's the 12 steps is pretty amazing too, because you find a God of your choice that helps you, you know, a higher power of your choice. So it's not the God you were raised with or the God that you're afraid of or don't like. You find, I mean, it's a very kind of personal thing, the way you find your way through and get into recovery. It's these 12 steps, I would suggest people look into it before deciding you don't like it.
And Tori, could you talk a little bit about how the pandemic exacerbated the opioid crisis, as we all, I mean, people lost jobs, obviously lost money. We had to hunker down. We didn't have the communication, and it really started to spiral, didn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Again, back to connection. So much of people's road to recovery has to do with connection with other people. There's a famous quote by Johann Hari, who writes a lot about addiction, that the opposite of addiction is not sobriety, it's connection. And So the pandemic, you know, by definition, was a loss of connection for so many people. And numbers spiked, overdoses spiked. Some people were able to convert to doing Zoom meetings and, you know, sitting in their living room and still signing on to meetings. And for other people, that didn't work, or it didn't work as well. One of the guys in the film, Ryan, was talking to us about how he really, he's a hugger. You know, he needs that human touch, that human connection in person, and he just couldn't get into the virtual meetings, and I'm sure that was true for a lot of people, and that really and then compound that with loss of jobs, loss of revenue, bills piling up, just a feeling of general hopelessness that we all felt, and was an extra hard on people struggling with substance use.
Could you also, time for one more question, the adverse childhood experience, that you can take a look at 10 types of childhood trauma which can lead to these types of addictions?
Yeah, so the adverse childhood experience is study. If people are interested and haven't read about it yet, it's very easy to go online and actually take the test yourself to see how vulnerable you may be. But if you have an ACE score, it goes 1 to 10. If you have an ACE score of 3 or 4, the risk of being vulnerable to addiction just multiplies. But it's not just addiction. It's actually vulnerability to lots of physical problems, which is what the study started with. So what we're looking at in the field as a social worker is letting people understand, or helping them understand, their ACE score and their vulnerabilities, and how that has to affect and inform their choices around what medications they're going to take. Like Rob in the film being put on opiates, his doctor probably should have looked at his ACE score and talked it through with him a little bit, because his risk was so much greater. So we're doing a lot of work in this field.
Yeah, very important film called Uprooting Addiction, Healing from the Ground Up. The streaming is underway right now on Apple TV, iTunes, and Amazon. Oh. We have been speaking to two people very close to the project, producer-director Tori Jadow and co-producer Hope Payson. Thanks, both of you, for coming on. Congratulations on the film.
Thank you, Tori.
Thanks for having us. And just one small addition, we're also on Vimeo.